I think the nerves were definitely there. You know, it was a road game. It was a loud environment. We had a lot of confidence. And I think you learn that you have to start well in the game, and you can't make mistakes. We turned the ball over two or first three plays and fought back to get in the game and had a chance to win in overtime. So you got to make the plays that are there.
Aaron, what is it about your preparation that allows you to have so much success on the road? It's loud, whatever. You're still able to communicate. How do you do that?
Well, I think Mike does a real good job of setting the schedule every week and making sure we have enough time to prepare, but also to refresh mentally. It gives us time when we get to a city to relax. I think that's important. Doesn't bog us down with a lot of night meetings. But I think it's the mindset. It's a focus. It's a business trip. It's kind of the us against the world mentality, if you will. But Mike's always done a real good job of kind of setting the direction with the schedule when we go on the road.
You've talked in the past about growing up a 49ers fan. What do you remember about that T.O. catch? I assume you were like 15, I think. I assume you were watching that game.
Yeah, I remember that that Jerry, who I love Jerry, may have fumbled earlier in the game that the Packer fans, once I became a Packer, are still upset about. They're not being replayed at that time. So that was a big-time catch, great throw. I remember T.O. was emotional, and the Niners moved on.
Were you watching at home? Do you remember anything about that day?
Yeah, I have a good memory, but not quite that good.
What would it mean for you to play at Kempston?
You guys got the same question there.
Yeah. It's a bald thing.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You know, I went to a few baseball games there growing up and saw a game there when I was in college. You know, it's a stadium that's got a lot of tradition, and you know, it looks like we're kind of fortunate with the weather right now. Still, you know, wonder what that's going to be like. But it'll be a night game, it'll be loud, it'll be a great environment, and it should be a good show for the fans.
Aaron, you've talked a lot about how you've seen James kind of grow and develop this year. What's the biggest difference you've seen in him? And also, I've heard him mention that he talks to himself in the field. Have you ever caught him doing that?
Yeah, I saw that too. I haven't seen him do that yet, but whatever he's doing is working, so keep on doing that, James. His approach has been great. I think it starts in practice. I think a lot of times you can win games the Monday through Saturday on a normal week with your preparation. And, you know, he's been able to stay healthy this year, which has given him more opportunities than he has in the past. So he's been healthy. He's been kind of the only one of that group that's been able to play every game, and he's made the most of the balls that's come his way.
I think you hit 10 receivers last week. How important is that type of balance in keeping a defense off balance?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tribute to the kind of guys we got. It's not often you have 10 skilled guys active like that, but we have a lot of different guys who can do things for us, and it's hard to keep them all happy. But I think at this point in the season, everybody has a common goal, and that's winning a championship and knowing that you kind of have to be selfless and realize that it's all about that championship, and whoever's getting the throws that week, make the most of them, and the other guys block for them, and they know I'm going to go through my progressions and try and find the open guy.
Aaron, is there a similar team that plays with a team speed on defense that San Francisco does?
I don't know. I mean, they're a very unique defense. They can get after you a number of different ways. They have, you know, the two Pro Bowlers, a linebacker inside, a very talented secondary defensive line that, you know, boasts one of the top defensive players in the league and Justin Smith, and one of the top rush ends and Alden Smith. And, you know, it's a talented group that can get after you a number of different ways, and we're never hands full.
You've obviously, every guy's different, but you've had some of your biggest games in the quote-unquote biggest games. Anything you can attribute that to?
I just try and be focused and know that I have a direct impact on the game. I touch the ball every play, and guys are counting on me to play well. So I take that to heart, and I know my role as a quarterback and a leader, and I try and go out and play well for my guys.
You know, Kyle has been factored of late in the season opener, whether it was due to replacement reps or the Niners' defense. It didn't seem to have as much impact. Are you hoping the no huddle has a bigger impact on this game for you guys?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, you have to mix up your looks when you're playing a talented defense like this. And you know, we're going to have a plan going in, and have to make adjustments along the way. And Mike does a great job at that, whether it's in game or at halftime. And we're just going to have to, you know, be very instinctive and react quickly and make some plays.
When people try to figure out how these two teams match up with each other, how pertinent is the week one game?
Not much. I really don't think so. I mean, we're a different football team. They're you know, they're playing differently. They have a lot of the same players, obviously, but we've got some different faces out there, and we're doing some different things. We didn't have a great opportunity to get the run game going out there. We tried to get Cedric going, and now we're at our fifth different starting running back in DeJuan Harris, and we're a different football team there as well, and teams kind of, you know, figure out their identity during the season. Week one is a learning experience for everybody, whether it's win or lose. We lost the game. Otherwise, we'd be hosting this right now.
Yeah, but did you have a sense after the first week that that's a pretty good football team? We'll probably see them in the postseason, which is, I think, even something Mike said after that game. Is that in the back of your mind as the season wears on? This is probably, you know, we're going to see those guys again.
Well, you knew that's a talented team. Anytime they were on national TV, they did a really good job. You know, they made some changes on offense and they'd kept on rolling defensively. They've dealt with a couple injuries, I think, but for the most part, their guys have been able to stay healthy, and they're a very well-coached football team. And you kind of knew after week one they were going to be one of the top teams in the league. We weren't kind of sure where we were going to be at, but we were hoping that you know, we'd be in the position to be in the playoffs.
Is there a little more confidence? In week one,
do you feel like they did a job to try to keep you inside the pocket as opposed to outside the pocket? Or looking back, is that just more of a game to get inside?
Yeah, I mean, they do a good job with rush lane integrity, and I think having Brooks on one side and Alden on the other side, that can kind of help with a lot of that rush integrity as far as staying in the lanes. And they want to keep things in front of them. They want to have vision to the football. They rally quickly up to the football, and they're very athletic. So it's, you know, I'm not thinking I'm going to be able to outrun a lot of those guys on defense, and that might be one of the reasons that there's more throws from the pocket.
Aaron, is there a lot more confidence in this team going into a road playoff game because of what you guys did in 2010 and the way you went to the Super Bowl, lean all the way on the road?
Well, I think that gives you the confidence that you can do it. This is a different team, though. That was a team that had its own set of adversity and things we had to get through together and learn together, learn how to win big games. We kind of went into playoffs almost playing with house money, if you will, because we had to win our last two, and nobody expected us to do a whole lot. As a sixth seed this year, we had to learn, again, how to win, how to grow as a team, how to deal with adversity. We had to have some young guys step up and play some roles at the beginning of the season you wouldn't have expected. We lost some veterans over the course of the season. The injury, we've gotten some of those guys back. And it's we're in this position. We're excited about it. We got a tough test in front of us, but anything can happen.
You talked about their defense, but how do you feel on your offensive line now as far as the guys that have come in this past month, Evan and Robbie?
Yeah, I think Evan's done a great job. I've been a fan of his for a couple of years and excited about his growth. I think he brings a good energy to our offense and helps us with some of the up-tempo stuff we like to do, and Don has really grown. I think this has been very beneficial for him moving forward to be able to play extensively at right tackle, and he's given us some stability there. We still want him to get off to a good start every week, but you worry less and less about Don every week, and that's a tribute to how he's played and how he's prepared.
It's only two guys, but how different is this line than the week one group protecting for you?
I mean, it's a different line. It was Jeff and Brian, and we were still trying to gel together. That was our first extended time with Jeff in there at center, and it's a different line.